إنا لله وإنا إليه لراجعون حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
On this night I don't want you here next to me. I want you in Karbala with Zainab عليها السلام الله. Tonight she's all alone, there's no one there to defend her, there's no one there to protect the woman. I want you to imagine the calls in the camp of Zainab alayhi salam Allah, a camp which has no tents because all the tents are burnt. She's out in the plains of Karbala under the cover of darkness. Throughout the entire camp you can hear the calls, Ya Hussein. Hussein, oh, Hussein, voice. After the tragedy of Karbala, the enemies were not content with the slaughter of Ahlul Bayt alayhum salamullah. So they began to loot the clothes of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salamullah. Until they left him in the plains of Karbala. One of the la'eens came to steal a ring from his finger. ولكن the ring wouldn't come out, so he cut the finger of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam Allah. Amr ibn Sa'ad alayhi la'natullah, he said, get me 10 of the best horse riders. They said, why? He said, I want them to trample over the bodies of the shaheeds in Karbala. However, ya mu'min, ya muwali, some of the people from the tribe of Hur began to argue with him, saying, we will not let you do that to the body of our relatives. It is enough that you have killed them. So they took the body of Hur away. Then people came from the mother's side of Qasim alayhi salamullah and said the same thing. And same with Ali Akbar alayhi salamullah. From his mother's side, people came and said the same thing. Until there was no one left that they could trample over his body. So he said, is there no stranger in this land that we can desecrate his body? They said, yes, wallah, there is one stranger. He said, who is that stranger? He said, that is the son of Fatima al-Zahra. For he has no mother or father or relatives to call out for his side today. Even after they trampled over the body of Imam Hussein alayhi salamullah, these tyrants, these oppressors were not content. So they went towards the tents of the ladies. Sajjad alayhi salamullah is bimari Karbala. He is ill and he has fever, so he is unconscious. So he could not do anything to protect the women. However, Zainab alayhi salamullah had to take the position of Abbas alayhi salamullah. She had to be the one to protect the orphans and the widows. When they began to burn the tents one after the other, the women were running from one tent to another, trying to find a place of safe refuge. Walakin the la'eens left nothing for them. So she ran to Sajjad alayhi salamullah, and she woke him up from his slumber, and she said, O Sajjad, they are burning the tents. Shall we remain inside and burn with them? What shall we do in this situation? He said, O Zainab, Allah has decreed that you must defend your life, so you have to go out of the tent. She said, Sajjad, but they have stolen our veils from us. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that you have to save your lives so the world knows what's happened in Karbala. So the ladies had to go outside the tents, surrounded by drunken lunatics, surrounded by tyrants and oppressors. One girl ran out, her clothes were set on fire, so one of the enemies came and put the fire out. She looked towards him as if she was surprised to receive some form of kindness. She said, "Oh man, you was kind to me, you put out the fire on my clothes, will you be more kinder to me?" He said, "What is it that you want?" She said, "Show me the way to Najaf." He said, "Why, what is there for you in Najaf?" She said, "I want to go to the grave of my grandfather, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and I want to make a complaint to him. I want to tell him how his son was oppressed. I want to tell him how Zainab alayhi salamullah has been struck by the sword of Shimr on the sides of her shoulders. I want to tell him how they are striking us with leather cords and whips. I want to speak to him about the ears of Sukayna alayhi salamullah." Then afterwards, they came towards Imam Sajjad alayhi salamullah. They wanted to kill him. Amr bin Sa'd alayhi lanatullah began to taunt Imam Sajjad, saying, "Oh Sajjad, why did you not come out to fight us? Why are you hiding with the women? Are you a coward, or has fear taken over you?" Zainab alayhi salamullah got in between them and shouted back at him, "Woe be to you, the son of a drunken woman. How dare you speak to the son of Rasulullah in such a manner? Don't you know that the children of Bani Hashim are the bravest on earth? For wallah, it is only fever which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him in order that he may save the imams." Zainab alayhi salamullah is all alone today, and she's standing in front of an army of 30,000 to defend Sajjad. She turns around looking for where Abbas used to stand, but there is no Abbas. She turns around to look for where Ali Akbar used to stand, but there is no Ali Akbar. She turns around to look for where Qasim was standing, but there is no Qasim. She turns around to look for where Hussein used to stand, but there is no Hussein, and Zainab is all alone in Karbala. So they went away from them. After she made them embarrassed that they had the audacity to try and hit a woman, so they went away from Zainab alayhi salamullah, saying, "You have only this night, and tomorrow you will be in chains and shackles, and we will take you towards Yazid alayhi lanatullah." When night time came, Zainab alayhi salamullah had to stand guard with Kulthum alayhi salamullah. They had to stand guard over the orphans and the widows. All day and all night the orphans were crying for their fathers. Until finally, exhausted from thirst and hunger, they went to sleep. Zainab alayhi salamullah says, after the children went to sleep, "We saw a group of people, of about 10 people, coming towards us with torches in their hands. We thought that after everything they still came to burn down what was left of us. Walakin, then I noticed that it was a group of women. When I came towards them, I said, 'What is your business here?' And then I realized that one of the women was the wife of Hur. So I said to her, 'Great is your loss. We are sorry that we could not give Hur a better company, for he was only here for an hour or so, and then he was shaheed.'" The wife of Hur began to cry. She says, "Zainab, you art giving me condolences on the loss of one husband. Walakin, you lost 18 family members in less than an hour. So what can I give you as condolences?" So she said to her, "We have been given food and water to bring to you, because the army of Yazid has realized that if you do not eat or drink, then you will die before you reach the court of Yazid. O Muali, when Ahlul Bayt give food or water, they give out of generosity. ولكن these lions, ابن اللعين, is only giving them water and food so they can take them to يزيد ابن معاوية. Zainab alayhi salam Allah began to wake up the children to give them the food and the water. When Sukaina alayhi salam Allah was woken up, she saw the water, she smiled, she said, has Abbas come back from Shatt al-Furat? Has he brought the water? They said, no, it's not Abbas who brought the water. She began to weep and lament, calling out for her uncle Abbas alayhi salam Allah. Then they gave her the water. She said, you give me the water. Has Ali Asghar drank some water, or has he still remained thirsty? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sukaina alayhi salam Allah, from the shock, she's still thinking that everything wasn't real, that Ali Asghar is still alive. Walakin, when she saw the headless corpse, then she remembered the tragedy of Karbala. When she remembered the loss of her father, Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam Allah. She ran away, she didn't want to drink the water. Sukaina alayhi salam Allah was brought back by Zainab alayhi salam Allah. Then when all the children went back to sleep, Zainab alayhi salam Allah began to walk from one sleeping child to another to make sure that they were still okay. Lakin when she was counting, she found one child was missing, and that was Sukaina bint al-Husayn alayhi salam Allah. She began to run from one side to the other in search of this child, because she was trusted to her by Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Walakin she couldn't find her. What is the state of a woman who's all alone in the plains of Karbala? She turns towards Najaf, Father Ali, where are you to witness the state of your daughter Zainab? I am here without no one. Father Ali, you was the protector of the orphans, and now I have been trusted with an orphan. What should I do if I can't find Sukaina? She began to run from one place to another until she thought, let me go to the body of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam Allah. When she reached the body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam Allah, the moon was eclipsed by the clouds, so she could not see everything that was there. Muwali, she thought that the child who was sleeping on Imam Hussein alayhi salam Allah was actually part of the body of Imam Hussein. Why did she think this? That's because the ribs of Imam Hussein were broken until his ribs were reaching his backbone. So when Sukaina was sleeping on Imam Hussein's chest, it looked like it was an ordinary chest. She began to call out, O son of my mother, O son of my father, O the light of my eyes, O the joy of Zainab, look what they have done to you. O brother Hussein, I have come to complain to you. You trusted me with Sukaina, walakin now I've lost her. As she was saying this, the clouds parted and the moonlight began to shine, and then she saw the corpse of Imam Hussein alayhi salam Allah. On top of it was the young child Sukaina sleeping. She came to Sukaina and woke her up. She said, oh Sukaina, how did you find the body of your father in this wilderness? How did you find it in this darkness? Sukaina alayhi salam Allah said, when I remembered my father, I began to run around in search for him, calling out, wa madhluma, wa Husayna, wa ghariba. Father Hussein, where are you to witness what's happening to your daughter? Oh, Father Hussein, the world with you was such a beautiful place, but after you left, the world showed this ugly face to me. Shimr alayhi lanatullah would slap me, while another would hit me with a whip, while yet another would kick me. Look what they've done to your Sukaina. Oh, Father, you used to treat me gently, but they hit me so much and now my lips are broken. Broken and bleeding. When I started to say this, it is as if I heard the voice of my father calling towards me. So I followed that voice until I reached the body of Imam Hussein alayhi salamullah. When I came here, then I decided to rest my head on the holy chest until I fell asleep. After this tragedy, Sukaina alayhi salamullah took Zainab alayhi salamullah took Sukaina back to where the rest of the orphans were sleeping. When she took her there, she noticed that in the distance there was a man standing there. So she said, "Oh man, what is your business with the daughters of Rasulullah? Why will you not leave us alone?" He said, "I am sent here by the orders of Umar ibn Sa'd to watch over you and protect you." Zainab said, "What, after Abbas, it is you who protects us? Get out of my sight, we don't need your protection." Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal wakil wa ni'mal amin. Allahu rabbuna la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Oh Mawali, this is Zainab alayhi salamullah. After all the suffering, she is still remembering her Lord, the Lord of the universe. Walakin when she came to offer prayers, Zainab alayhi salamullah offered her prayers while sitting down. This is because after the tragedy of Karbala, she had no strength to stand up. Her hair turned white, her back was bent, and she could not handle the tragedy of Karbala. O Mawali, O Mu'min, know that every time before Zainab alayhi salamullah would begin her prayer, she would look at Imam Hussein alayhi salamullah's face, and then she would do the iqama and the takbir. Walakin today, the head of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein is raised on a spear. بأبي أنت وأمي يا ابن رسول الله. How I wish it was my head and the head of my parents, يا أبا عبد الله. O Muslim, O Muwali, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested all His servants with patience, especially the Prophet Yaqub alayhi salamullah, especially the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salamullah. Ayyub alayhi salamullah was gifted with many things. So Shaytan, Iblis asked Allah, he said, "Oh Allah, why have you blessed him with so many things?" He said, "I have blessed him for his patience." He said, "Oh Allah, test his patience." So Allah tested the patience of Ayyub and found him patience at every stage, except for when it came to the patience of his wife, his patience broke. Walakin Imam Hussein alayhi salamullah remained patient, even when it meant that Zainab alayhi salamullah would be taken hostage. O Muwali, know that Shaykh al-Sudduq says in his books of traditions that on the day Imam Hussein alayhi salamullah was shaheed, the earth began to shake, the heavens began to weep blood, and a dark storm came, the sun was eclipsed. Iblis said, "O Allah, what is this Hussein that everything should weep for him when he is shaheed? Why is this happening?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, "This is for the patience of Imam Hussein alayhi salamullah. So Iblis said, "Oh Allah, intensify the heat of the sun on him, and let's see how patient he will remain." Sheikh al-Sudduq says that the sun became so hot that the metal on the swords began to turn red and melt. At this point, Jibreel said, "Ya Allah, this is Hussein, the son of Fatima Zahra. This is the Hussein that you love so much. Allow me to descend on the earth. Allow me to cover him from the heat of the sun with my wings." So Jibreel descended. He put out his wings. Walakin Imam Hussein alayhi salam Allah called back to him, "Oh Jibreel, away from me." He said, "Why?" He said, "I don't want nothing to come between me and my Lord. Oh Allah, intensify the heat of the sun many times if it makes you happy." The body of Imam Hussein alayhi salamullah was left 3 days in the intense heat of Karbala with no burial and no ritual. Oh Mawali, on this night when they brought back the water to the women and the orphans, Umm Rabab, when they brought the water to her, she remembered her Ali Asghar. She began to rock the cradle which was empty, calling out, "Oh my Asghar, where are you? They've brought the water. Come drink some water, my darling Asghar." This is Sham Ghareeba. This is the night when the women were left alone in the plains of Karbala with no one to protect them. This is the night that Zainab alayhi salamullah went to the body of Abu Fadl al-Abbas. Why did Zainab go to Abu Fadl al-Abbas? Because she wanted to see what they'd done to the son of her father. A headless body with no arms, cut to 1,000 pieces. They say after they destroyed the shrine of Abu Fadl al-Abbas, they came to reconstruct it. And when they came to reconstruct it, one of the people came to the ulama and he said, "Are you sure this is the grave of Abbas?" He said, "Yes, I'm sure." He said, "How comes? In the traditions we hear that Abbas was so tall, when he sits on the horse, his feet drag on the floor. But this grave looks like the grave of an infant child." The alim began to cry. He said, "That's because Abbas was cut to 1,000 pieces. When they came to bury him, they did not bury him as a whole body, but rather they buried him as lumps of meat." This is the side that Zainab alayha salamullah saw. She was calling out, "Oh Abbas, tell me where your hands are so I can bring them back to you. So you can get up from this long sleep and take me back to Medina. Abbas, it was you who brought me here under your protection, and now I am left without no one to protect me. Can't you see how they insult me? How they are hitting your sister Zainab alayha salamullah. Oh Abbas, know that tomorrow I will be leaving you, and I cannot bury you. Do not blame me, my darling brother, for wallah I will be in chains and shackles, and they will force me away from you and towards the majlis of Yazid alayhi la'natullah." Oh Mawali, the sight of Abbas and Hussein alayhim salamullah, and the spear in the chest of Ali Akbar, the trampled body of Qasim ibn al-Hasan, change the state of Zainab alayha salamullah. I want to mention two final masaibs which showed you how Zainab's state changed. One is in Majlis Yazid, and the other one is when Zainab went back to Medina. When they brought the women to Majlis Yazid alayhi la'natullah, Yazid's wife Hinda didn't know who they were bringing. So Yazid said to her, "Hinda, you are the queen, so dress in your garments, wear your crown and your jewelry, and go see the hostages." So Hinda comes into where Zainab alayhi salamullah has been held in the prison cells. She sits on her throne, they bring her throne in, she sits on her throne, she's wearing her crown. Now Hinda was a student of Zainab alayhi salamullah, so she would surely remember Zainab when she sees her. So she asked, she said, "Oh, sister in Islam, from which town are you?" She said, "We are from Medina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." When Hinda heard that it was the Medina of Rasulullah, out of respect, she got off her throne for the respect of Rasulullah. She said, "Oh sister, there is one house I want to ask you about in Medina." She said, "Ask me, which house do you want to ask?" She said, "I want to ask you about the house of my master, my Mawla, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salamullah. I want to ask you about how Hussein alayhi salamullah is doing. Did you see him before you left Medina? I want to ask you about Zainab alayhi salamullah. Tell me how she is doing, for I love her very much." At this point, Zainab began to cry. She said, "If you're asking for Hussein, that's his head on the spear. And if you're asking for Zainab, I am Zainab who you're asking about." She said, "You're Zainab." She said, "Yes, I'm Zainab." She said, "How quick your hair turned grey, and how was your back bent?" She said to her, "Oh Hinda, you did not see what I saw in Karbala." When Hinda heard this, she took her hijab off. She began to do matam on her face, on her chest. She began to pull her hair out. She ran into the Majlis of Yazid, calling out, "Oh, the cursed son of Muawiyah. May the eternal curse of Allah be on you." Yazid began to shout, "O woman, wear your hijab. You are in between the men." She said, "La'anak Allah, you tell me to wear the hijab. Walakin the daughter of Fatima Zahra has no chadar." On the second occasion is when they came back to Medina after they were freed from hostage. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiya, the son of the brother of Zainab alayhi salamullah, when he saw Imam Sajjad, he gave him salam. Then he saw Zainab, but he did not recognize her. So he said, "Sajjad, who is this servant who you bring with you?" So Sajjad said, "Uncle, do not say servant, for she is your sister Zainab alayhi salamullah." Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiya said, "Do not blame me, sister, for your state has changed gravely." Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi laraji'un wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ayyumun qalibin sayanqalibu.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا رسول الله، السلام عليك يا حبيب الله، السلام عليك يا خاتم النبي. أو رسول الله، great is your loss today, great is your tragedy on this day, the tragedy of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. As-salamu alayki ya Fatimatu Zahra, Sayyidati wa Mawlati. We give you condolences on the loss of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salamullah. My Bibi, I don't know what state you are in today. When you hear the Zakir on the minbar say, "Qutil al-Hussein bi Karbala," or when you hear that Zainab was left alone from Karbala to Kufa and from Kufa to Shah, Or when you hear that sharab was being consumed while Zainab was sitting down in chains. Or how they tried to sell your daughters as slaves and servants in the court of Yazid alayhi la'natullah. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidi wa Mawlai, ya Ali ibn Abi Talib. Azzam Allah laka al-ajr Sayyidi wa Mawlai. Great is your loss, and may Allah reward you for your patience on the loss of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. Mawlai ya Ali ibn Abi Talib, you was the one who lifted the door of Khaybar. But did you see how difficult it was for your son Hussein to remove the spear from the heart of Ali Akbar? As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidi wa Mawlai, ayyuha al-mujtaba, ayyuha al-masmum al-madlum, Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. Great is your loss, ya Mawlai. The loss of your brother Hussein alayhi salamullah. Great is your loss. The loss of your brother Abu Fadl al-Abbas. Great is your loss. The loss of your son al-Qasim ibn al-Hasan. The one who did not have Mendi, but rather his Mendi was the blood of his head. Instead of bringing him out candles for his wedding day, they were shooting arrows at his dead body, just like they done with your own body. Instead of giving him perfume, they gave him the heels of the horses, trampling over that holy chest. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidi wa Mawlai ya Aba Abdullah. عليك مني السلام أبدا ما بغيت وبغي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليك أيها المظلوم. السلام عليك يا غريب كربلاء. The eternal curse of Allah be on those who killed you, or those who watched your killing, or those who participated in it, or those who supported them, or those who made it easy for them, or those who heard of your tragedy and were pleased by the news. My Mawla, my Sayyid, Ya Aba Abdullah, we your Shia are seeking to seek your intercession on the Day of Judgment. We seek the closeness of Allah and His Messenger, and Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Fatima al-Zahra, and Hassan, and your closeness. By keeping ourselves away from your enemies, and sending curses upon them, and by befriending those who befriended you, until Yawm al-Din. Fashfa' lana ya Sayyidina wa Mawlana, and give us for our loss the reward of Jannah, ya Aba Abdullah. How we wish we was with you on that sad occasion, so that we may have been victorious alongside you. Walakin we pray that you will intercede for us, that if we could not be by your side, then that we will die by the side of Imamuna Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman. Allahumma ajjil farajah, wa sahil makhrajah, wa la'an a'da'ah, waj'alna min ansarih. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك على آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة قائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Be by your side, then that we will die by the